At about 9 o'clock on Saturday night, Nopadun or Long Tilat Taladun walked quickly out of Alice's Jazz and Cultural Society, a jazz club in Washington, D.C. Tilat Taladun, a musician and educator from Thailand, looked up and down the street. He was looking for a tall man carrying a musical instrument. There he was. Tilat Taladun ran across the street and caught up to Percy White, a bassist and member of the D.C. Jazz Collective. The men shook hands and exchanged kind words about each other's performances earlier that night. "Man, you are a beast," White said, praising Tilat Taladun's musical skills. Today, we will explore that warm exchange between the two men, one that took place across the borders of culture and language.
April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and April 30th is International Jazz Day. On this day, musicians, educators, and fans celebrate the music at festivals, shows, and other events around the world. In celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month and International Jazz Day, VOA Learning English talked with jazz musicians and educators who took part in an international exchange between two cities, Washington, D.C., and Bangkok, Thailand. The exchange project started with an arts grant from the D.C. city government. Will Stevens, a lawyer and musician, organizes a nonprofit group that runs jam sessions in Washington, D.C. The grant money he received from the city helped send musicians from Washington to Thailand. It also paid for a visit by professors from Thailand's Mahidol University to America's capital. In January, Stevens traveled to Thailand with four other musicians. The group, called the DC Jazz Collective, performed in Bangkok and at the Thailand International Jazz Conference, a large and important jazz education meeting hosted by Mahidol University. Just over 10 years old, the conference hosts thousands of educators, students, and listeners each year. The trip gave the American musicians a chance to see similarities and differences in jazz culture between the two countries. Stevens noted that jam sessions in Thailand were similar to the ones he organizes in Washington.
One of the activities we did when we were in Bangkok was we sat in as the house band at a local joint that has a weekly jazz jam session. And the tunes that they call at the local jazz jam session in Bangkok are all the same tunes that would get called at our jazz jam session on U Street. And so it was fun. It was like we were sharing the same book.
Stevens also noted important differences. He said, for example, that many more women were studying jazz in Thailand than in the United States. It is not very common, Stevens added, to see female instrumentalists playing at jazz jam sessions in the United States. Lionel Lyles is a saxophonist and educator who traveled to Thailand with the DC Jazz Collective. Lyles described his first experience in the Southeast Asian country as amazing, and explained that he considers these kinds of exchanges necessary. Music is a universal language, Lyles said. As a musician, what we are doing is having a conversation. Stevens shared Lyles's ideas about music and language. He noted that jazz especially is a good genre for these exchanges, because it is its own language, because it is a way of communicating with someone, even if you can't communicate with them in speaking.
The second part of the exchange project took place this past weekend. Teachers from Mahidol University, including Darin or Joe, Pantumkumun, David Parente, Krit or William Buanavitayavut, and Nopadun or Long Tilataladun came to Washington, D.C. Here, they played in several shows and at Stevens's jam session. On Saturday evening, they played a joint show with the D.C. Jazz Collective. The event, at Alice's Jazz and Cultural Society, started with a D.C. Jazz Collective performance. The group played their own pieces and some older, well-known jazz tunes. The musicians also performed songs written by the former King of Thailand, who was a noted saxophonist and composer. Then, the visiting musicians from Thailand performed. Like the collective, the Mahidol group also played songs members had written, famous jazz pieces, and arrangements of other songs. They played ballads and fiery, fast tunes. The group also performed music that drew from Thailand's rich history of traditional music. The crowd watching the show included Americans of all ages and backgrounds. They applauded loudly after each song. Elizabeth Singletary, a D.C. resident, was in the audience. "In this day and age," she said, "there is too much talk about this culture against that culture. In music, it just doesn't matter."
Both the American musicians and the Thai musicians said they felt cultural exchanges are important. "They serve as a reminder of how small the world is," noted Stevens. Pantumkumun highlighted the importance of information sharing in the modern world. He added that he and his fellow musicians wanted to see what jazz culture is like in the country of its birth. The Thai musicians hope to take ideas back home with them. The new information will help Thai music culture develop, as well as that of nearby countries.
Buanavitayavut said cultural exchanges are true to the earliest spirit of jazz. He explained that the development of jazz, the music that connects us together, was the result of a melting pot, a mix of people, ideas, and cultures in New Orleans, Louisiana. Buanavitayavut said he and his colleagues from Mahidol University were proud to be part of the melting pot. They were proud, he added, to be making that melting pot bigger. I'm John Russell.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.